Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Are a pipeline and a forecast the same thing? Absolutely not. And understanding the difference is the first step in increasing your forecast accuracy. So let's define the terms. First of all, a sales pipeline is a look at all of your opportunities from the beginning stages of a prospect all the way through to the end. It's a complete roll-up of every single opportunity, qualified and unqualified, that your sales team is managing. It's an objective view of where every prospect sits in your sales process. And it's helpful for it to be a complete view of unqualified and qualified leads so that you can see the conversion ratios from your marketing efforts into sales, from your unqualified leads to qualified, and from your qualified into sale. The forecast is a sub-segment of your opportunity pipeline. The forecast only includes those qualified leads that you define, maybe the ones that have proposals out to them, or maybe even the ones that are in negotiation, that can be considered for committed revenue. And the difference is important because most salespeople think that everything that goes in the pipeline is going to be included in the forecast. And when they do that, when they think that way, they stop putting things in the pipeline. Why? Because they don't want you as the sales leader to be micromanaging them. I hear salespeople say all the time, in fact, just this morning on a coaching call, a rep said to me, I only want to put things in the pipeline that are real opportunities, that are accurate, that are going to close. Now, where's the danger in that? The danger is in you as a sales organization can't track all of the leads from marketing, from unqualified to qualified, and you get an inaccurate view of how your lead generation is working, how your qualification is working, because the sales rep is only putting things in that are going to close. They're hiding leads from you because they don't want the micromanagement. If you can re-educate your team to show that that top end of the pipeline, the unqualified lead, the prospecting, the solution development phases are equally important to the process, then you can have a much better view of your entire client attraction program inside the organization. So why am I so passionate about this distinction? Because in my experience, most companies over-rotate in spending time on the qualified lead to close process of the pipeline, focusing only on those leads who are forecasted to close. As a result, they stop paying attention to putting new leads into the top end of their pipeline. And that could be because they don't have any visibility into that top end of the pipeline, or it could be because the sales reps are hiding those leads. But as a sales manager, you have to remember that closing deals is important, but putting new deals in at the top end of the pipeline is equally important to your future sales. So the key is balance. When you have a good full view of all stages of your pipeline and your reps are using each stage of the pipeline correctly, not only can you forecast current revenue accurately, you will be able to forecast future revenue accurately.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.